Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 17, a very familiar passage of scripture about Elisha and the servant. The servant looked around. He was surrounded by the enemies. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. And Lord, open the eyes of the young man. And he saw, and behold, the chariot of the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And the rest of the story where the eyes of the enemy were blinded. So we see that God used these angels to protect Elisha and the servant. Another one, I love this in Psalm 34. Who said yeah? Archie, he's ahead of me here. Psalm 34, 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Talk about the angel of the Lord. He delivers us. Again, I don't know all the details. People write books and all kinds of things about this. I'm kind of like the angels here desiring to look into salvation. I just don't know how sometimes they protect us, they deliver us. Sometimes these awful accidents, you know, it's like God, I could tell you one right now, just went to me. Remember Doug's tragic story last week? Story of victory. And I tell him, Doug, none of that would have happened if you wore life jackets. But God had a reason we jumped. Let me tell you now about me and Doug. Well, me and Doug and Latrice, when Doug first went to Romania, we were right there after Doug, and just to help him get settled in. Well, he was going up to a place. He lived in Otopeni, which is the airport, right outside of Bucharest. And we were going up the mountains and quite a drive. Long story short, Doug ain't here. He's in Alabama, so I'm going to tell on him. He went to pass going up a mountain. He went to pass one of these semi-trucks that they were, you know, And Doug was in a hurry to get to where we were going. So he went to pass the semi-truck. Not only went to pass him, he passed him around a curve. And we were on a mountain going up. And coming down around this curve was another semi-truck. And he's flying because he's coming down the mountain and we're going up the mountain. And so help me. When the guy in the semi-truck, his eyes looked over at us. Because you're driving in the middle over there, okay? He looked up and his eyes got white. Doug's eyes got white. And that guy was coming at us. And this guy hit his brakes. He hit his brakes, and Doug, best he could, got, and by that much, because you off a mountain, you ain't getting off. You're fine, okay? By that much, that was God. That was God. Now, again, it's some foolishness. And Latrice said, Doug, pull over. So help me, she can tell you that. Pull over. She said, if you do that, I'm walking. Scared us to death that we ain't got no time. But I believe it was God. That even the foolishness, silly, whatever that was, her, it was God that protected us. Just enough to, and then, are you following? You may think I'm crazy, but I believe that sometimes the hand of God, like he delivers us. He protects us. Let me give you another one. Psalm 91:11. For he will give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Again, we talking about the protection of our life. I don't understand it all because we don't see angels. Typically, they're... Do you know they're in our presence even now? Even now. Sitting in this auditorium, there are angels present. Not just the Spirit of God, but we're surrounded by a host of angels. I can't. And if we think of that when we're in worship, we'd reverence the time of worship. Instead of just coming in here and how most people, are y'all following? That we take our worship much more seriously if we realize who's is in our presence. But anyway, let me move on. I got so many here. I'll never get out of this. Daniel chapter 6, verse number 22. Oh, you know this one. Daniel's in the den of lions. My God, Daniel said to the king, my God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth that they've not hurt me. So we see another example. I won't go back into Daniel. I missed this one about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know, of course, we know who that was, that fourth man in the fire. But you see how God will protect us in different ways. Let me give you another good one. Acts chapter number 5. That's the Old Testament, preacher. Yeah, but let me give you some New Testament one. Acts chapter 5, beginning verse number 17. And then the high priest rose up and all that were with him, which is a sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation. And they laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the prison, common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. And then you see the rest of it, but I want you to notice that it was the angel of the Lord who rescued them. Interesting. Look in chapter number 12, verse number 7. You got to pardon turning these, but my hands are froze. Hard turning. Acts chapter number 12, verse number 7. And behold, this is with Peter. Behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side. Remember I said that angels are masculine, there's no feminine. Okay, he, this angelic being, smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise quickly, and his hands and chain fell off from his hand. The angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals, and so he did. So you see again where an angel delivered Peter. So a couple things we learn. Angels are interested in the salvation of sinners. Angels protect the physical life of believers. Number three, angels attend to the needs of believers. They attend to our needs of believers. Again, I don't understand in what way totally that they do that. How they provide some things, I don't understand, being honest with you. But we know what the Bible says about attending to the needs of believers. In 1 Kings chapter number 19, in the Old Testament, begin in verse number 5. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there's a cake bacon, not B-A-C-O-N, but B-A-K-E-N, on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and went to the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights. And so you see the story here about Elijah, that an angel actually ministered to him, helped him, actually prepared food for him. Again, don't expect an angel to cook you bacon and eggs in the morning. But what I am saying that we see in the Bible that they were used to attend to the needs of believers. In Matthew chapter number 4, verse number 11. This is speaking of the temptation of Christ. Then the devil leaveth him, speaking of Christ, and behold, the angels came and ministered unto him. Isn't that interesting? The word minister here means to serve, to help. So here is Jesus, and during that temptation after he was in the wilderness, that we find in verse number 11, that the angels came and ministered unto Jesus. They served him. They helped strengthen him. In what way? The Bible does not say.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.